I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, before we get into today's video, firstly, I've got to apologize. As you can see, bit of a raucous background today. The reason for that is I've just set up a brand new desk, which is a standing desk, so I can move around with incredible movement in today's video and lots of excitement. However, it does mean that there's an incredible amount of mess, so I do apologize. Look, I'll just be completely honest with you guys. It's embarrassing, but let me off, because today's video is going to be absolutely exceptional. I've got one entitled parent story for you, but as you can tell by the title and the thumbnail, it's pretty mad. I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to say anything else. Excuse the background. Let's get into the story. Entitled parents are mad at me for their son breaking into my room in the middle of the night. This happened last week, and I felt like Redditors on this sub would love to hear about this monster of a couple. Just thinking about this, I'm shaking in frustration and sheer astonishment at this level of entitlement. First of all, let's meet the cast. Firstly, OP, the person writing this story. Assigned female at birth, they go by they or she. Clem, my flatmate and close friend. Male, he, him. The intruder, the entitled parent's son. Susan, the entitled mum of this story, the poshest Karen I've ever seen. Chad, entitled dad. He will let you know that he is a lawyer. Security guard is obviously the security guard, not very imaginative, sorry. And then finally, the manager, the campus housing manager, a Karen's deadliest weapon. This happened last week. It's the end of the semester here at uni, which means that most of the students are rounding up coursework, presentations, and essays whilst preparing for the long revision nights of Easter break that we're obviously having after Easter. Safe to say that most of us, including me, are very stressed and or sleep deprived. It's in this context of mental and physical exhaustion that this story takes place. It has to be noted that my bedroom door sometimes doesn't lock. It needs to be pulled hard to be fully closed, and I happen to have forgotten to do this a couple of times, the night of the incidents obviously being one of them. After a full day of reading and essay planning, I went to sleep at around 11 p.m. and fell asleep almost immediately. Like I said, I was absolutely exhausted. A few hours later, I heard what sounded like hushed footsteps near my bed. I'm a very, very light sleeper, and I'm awoken by the smallest unfamiliar noises due to PTSD. One of the sounds I'm most sensitive to is footsteps. Needless to say that my eyes shot open almost instantly. I turn around to see a silhouette of a guy I've never seen standing next to my bed. I could make out a bit of his face, nothing scary about his appearance, aside from the fact that I didn't know who he was, that he was staring at me in my bedroom in the middle of the night. I let out the loudest high-pitched scream I think I've ever been able to produce, yelling at this dude to get the freak out. He seemed taken aback, but he didn't react much, which made it even scarier. I was crying, hyperventilating. It seemed like I was about to die, have a heart attack, or something of the sort. Before I had time to do anything, my flatmate Clem was in the room, also yelling at the dude to get out whilst trying to give me a shirt to cover myself. I sleep naked, so Clem assumed the dude was trying to assault me. All the commotion attracted the security guard that was walking the halls. He separated everyone and took the intruder out into the common area to give me some time to compose myself and get dressed to explain what had happened. Once Clem had managed to calm me down, I explained the story to the security guard, who told me that our flat door was also unlocked, which is probably how the intruder got in the first place. The intruder was searched by the security guard, but he wasn't found with any weapons on him, so he was allowed to go back to his flat. All the commotion had woken up the rest of my flat, and a couple of flats next door. The security guard ordered everyone to go back to their flats and to properly lock their doors. Safe to say, I didn't sleep the rest of the night, and neither did Clem, so we stayed together, trying to relax and just forget about this very unfortunate event. Boy, do I wish it had stopped there. 3 to 4 days later, Clem and I are summoned for a meeting with the housing manager. When we got there, the intruder and who we assumed to be his parents were waiting. This was in respect of COVID regulations, plus we all had masks and were socially distanced in the office. I'll try to give you the conversation as verbatim as possible. Clem is helping me with that bit. The manager said, "Good afternoon, everyone. Clem, OP, the intruder, thank you for taking some time out of your studies to meet with us. As you know, there's been a very unfortunate incident on Monday night, as the intruder broke into OP's room, which caused them a great deal of fright. The intruder, Mrs. Entitled Mum and Mr. Entitled Dad, you've called this meeting to contest the intruder's expulsion from this housing following the incident. Is that correct?" The Entitled Mum and Dad nodded, looking fairly confident. "The intruder, on what ground are you contesting the expulsion?" continued the manager.
"Well, I..."
The Entitled Dad cut his son off.
"You see, sir, my son is young. He made a mistake and deeply regrets scaring this young lady here and offending her boyfriend."
Clem said, "I'm not their boyfriend."
"I wasn't finished," said the dad. "As I said, my son deeply regrets his mistake, but it was a mistake. Nothing illegal was found on him on the night of the incident, and his room was searched illegally. Thus, he should not be expelled from your halls. I'm a lawyer. I know the law."
"Well, we will discuss this in a second, sir. But I'd like to hear first from the intruder, who I'm sure can speak for himself, and give us his explanation." The intruder looked at his dad, who gave him a nod, almost like he was waiting for his dad's permission to speak.
"Well, like my father said, it was a mistake. I didn't realise I'd walked into the wrong flat. I just noticed when I saw the girl sleeping that I was in the wrong room. And my dad says that the drugs you found in my room weren't seized legally, so you technically shouldn't be allowed to expel me."
The manager pulled out a copy of the intruder's housing contract. They keep a copy of our signed contract for legal reasons or in case we lose ours. He flicked the pages to the illegal substances and contraband section, which essentially says that any possession of illegal stuff, like drugs, weapons, etc., on housing grounds, would be met with immediate expulsion. He then turned more pages to the room entering and inspections, which states that security and management are allowed to enter any room or flat for repairs or safety inspections with a 24-hour notice. But that for searches when there's suspicions of illegal activities or searches performed by the police, they did not require any notice.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Then the Entitled Mum got involved. "And under what suspicions did you call the police on my baby? This is ridiculous. You've got no rights to use assumptions that he's a rapist as grounds to search him." Everyone kind of looked shocked at the Entitled Mum's reaction. No one even mentioned anything about sexual assault so far. That's what you call jumping to conclusions. "Mom, assault is nowhere mentioned on your son's expulsion notice. OP, are we right that the intruder didn't try to assault you?" "No, he didn't try anything. We didn't even make physical contact." Clem said, "I made the assumption at first because I saw OP was crying and trying to cover themselves with a stranger tall man in her room. It was late, I was barely awake, and that was the first thing that came to my mind."
"So you wrongfully accused my son of sexual assault? Do you know we could sue you for this, young man? I work for..."
Insert apparently prestigious law firm name here. "Alright, everyone calm down. No one is suing anyone here, especially since no allegations were made. It was just something said in the heat of the moment. Besides, your son is being expelled because ecstasy and marijuana were found in his room on Tuesday. His room was searched because he admitted to the security guard that intervened that he was under the influence. Now, if you can't give me substantial evidence that the intruder hasn't violated his contract, we will end this meeting. Does anyone have anything to add?"
"Well, I have something I need to say. I think this young girl here should be issuing an apology to my baby for getting him expelled. If she had measured her response to my son's presence and slept with a shirt on, none of this would have happened. Also, imagine how embarrassing it would have been for my son to realize he entered the wrong flat. What was he supposed to do?"
"Oh, I don't know. Leave the bloody flat?"
Also, Mrs. Entitled Mum, I don't know how me sleeping with or without a shirt on would have changed anything. I have my covers to my chin, and I'm not gonna change my sleeping habits in case someone decides to break into my room at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't see anything in the moment. I only realized you were shirtless when I was taken out of the room, because the lights were turned on. Mummy, please stop with that.
Son, don't speak to your mother this way. We're doing everything to keep you here, so show some respect. The meeting ended shortly after this. We left, and the intruder was expelled. But honestly, I actually feel sorry for him. He doesn't seem to be a bad person, and his parents are just garbage people that will coddle him, probably for the sake of their image more than for his own good. Look, I rarely feel sorry for the children of entitled parents, but the intruder makes me a bit sad.
To be fair, OP, that's actually quite interesting that you've reached that conclusion. I was genuinely thinking along the same sort of lines. It really doesn't seem to be this guy's fault at all. And genuinely, if he was under the influence of, you know, illegal substances, obviously that's not great, but it can perhaps explain why he might have gone into the wrong flat. When I was at uni, I'm pretty sure I would have done that on multiple occasions if I'd been a bit drunk or anything. Well, that's illegal or anything, but, you know, under the influence is you know, you make weird decisions and you forget where you are. Now, I'm not saying I broke into someone's room, by the way. I realized before that. Don't worry. But still, I can kind of understand how this could possibly have happened. And it's not like this guy did anything that was like horrible. He didn't assault anyone. Yes, he gave OP the fright of her life. But apart from that, it wasn't that bad, was it? I mean, look, don't get me wrong. It's not very nice having someone walk into your room at 3 a.m. and they're a complete stranger and they don't really seem to react when you scream in their face. That would be a terrifying experience. But to be expelled, I guess he was expelled for the drugs. Yeah, no, it makes sense that he was expelled. But I'm pretty sure that his entitled parents really exacerbated his situation. Had they been a little bit more understanding and not randomly brought up assault when it wasn't even involved in the story at all, I reckon he would have had a decent chance with just, you know, getting off with a slight warning. OP didn't seem too bothered, to be honest. Given there was no assault, it was just probably a horrible, horrible surprise. Oh, by the way, can I just say a massive shout out to Clem? Because Clem is the person that everyone needs as their best mate, because, I mean, what a legend. Looking out for OP, doing the right thing, even going along to this meeting with you, OP, and dealing with these two entitled parents exceptionally well with good manners at the same time. It's exemplary stuff, and yeah, it's what you want in your best friend, someone looking out for you, coming as well immediately when they heard you scream. That's a very important thing. Yeah, Clem is a legend. I think that's confirmed. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Entitled Parents. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, please do check out my Entitled Parents playlist on screen somewhere like here. I'm not entirely sure because I haven't made the end screen yet, but it'll be on this side of the screen. If you want to subscribe to me, I will love you forever and always. Hit this button and turn notifications on so you'll be notified every time I post, which, by the way, is every single day. So see you tomorrow with a brand new video. Have a good one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.